Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So what you gonna do, brother? We about to run wild with a style like no other. So somebody call Brodus Clay mother and tell her Richard runs on the men like Ed Lover and Doc Dre. What Scott say, what they hang on every word like it's something that the Rock say. No JR, but they talking wrestling. We bring the noise with the boys, so we Dalton Castlin. So masculine, oozing machismo, mutton chop shop, Gran Turismo. No free throws, snout hoops and heels. It's D-Bron's retirement, give me the super feels. Straight shoot, it's real. Drop a pipe bomb, get rid of the bull like the Rock's right arm. So stay calm, tranquilo, I'll go Naito and give him Destino. And we know that you chumps ain't ready for the heartbreak runs and the Cuban Jannetty. They drop a heavy tag teaming like Teddy, long going strong with the heat like Eddie. So steady like when Taker walked the tightrope, spaz like Taz with the mic and a tight choke. Dirtiest player in the game with the eye poke, 1988 Macho Man on a line of coke. Other casts are a waste, they boring. Illegitimate sons like Jason Jordan. And Rich and Runs never give him respect unless they going on air with a broken frickin' neck. So bounce like Papa Pump's pecs. Every time they get down, they bound to catch wreck. Y'all don't know nada, they the Okadas. You're the Washington Generals, they the Globetrotters. A whole lot of podcasts in the scene, but Rich and Runs running wild is the cast of your dreams. So it seems these two is too sweet. Bullet Club pulling up with schemes to delete. So retreat, we steal, we cheat. But I never lie, I swear on these beats. And these two got some styles for you. But what you gonna do when they run wild on you?
Do you want to let everyone know that you get it? Do you not want to be a Melvin? Well then listen to the Running Wild podcast. And if you don't, you know what you are.
I'm the last real man, Silas Young. And if you're any kind of man, you'll be listening to the Running Wild podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Running Wild Podcast. I'm your co-host, Rich. Alongside me, as always, my co-host, Runs.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got a big episode. One of my favorite pay-per-views, Survivor Series. And it really feels like this Survivor Series is a little bit closer to the ones I grew up on. And then we have some other tidbits. But I guess let's get those tidbits out of the way before we get started. I just want to remind you, though, that we're brought to you in partnership with PWPunderings.com, ROHWorld.com, and the last word on ProWrestling.com. You can catch us on the Wrestling to the Max network as well. All right, with all that out of the way, so first, you know, you have Paige seemingly has returned to WWE. There's a good chance, we'll talk about it in our Survivor Series preview, but, you know, she's been reported to be at the training center, and she's kind of tweeted about it. Seems like she's Splitsville with Mr. Del Rio, according to some social media postings. So, after a long hiatus, it seems like she might actually be back on WWE TV sooner rather than later. Are you excited either way, or you just wanted to kind of see how it plays out?
Yeah, I mean, she was at Raw and rumored to be main part of the Raw team, so I don't know. It would make sense for her to be on SmackDown and on the SmackDown team, but it could go either way. I don't really know what else they would have in store, who else, you know, they could possibly use unless they brought someone back or something like that. So, you know, Paige definitely makes sense there. But, you know, like you said, we'll talk about that, I guess, later.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to hear that she's back and, you know, obviously, I guess, healthy enough to be wrestling and things like that, especially with you know, with the wellness thing and everything that WWE does to make sure that everybody's healthy and fit to wrestle. So she was definitely somebody who had played a large part, I think, in where we are today with the division. So it'll be just welcome to have her back. And I also, there was one bit of outside news outside of that, or am I just completely making stuff up?
What was the other news?
All right, I know. I thought I mentioned something else, but it's slipping my mind now. Anyway, it'll probably come
James
back.
James Ellsworth.
Oh, James. Released. Yes. How do you? I mean, one of the most inspirational WWE wrestlers of all time. Well, at least, listen. His quote. Well, you know, any man with two hands, right, can win or something like that. Isn't that his famous line?
Has a fun.
Yes. Any man with two hands has a fighting chance. That's a pretty dope quote. Like, I might actually like put that up in my classroom. Just as an inspirational quote for the students as they move forward in life. I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird that it's even a thing, right? Because I mean, he was just essentially he went from just this random Joubert to. Being someone who beat AJ Styles and like, if you told me, Rich, sign this WWE contract, you're literally just going to get your ass kicked. You might get a couple cool spots. You'll be shadowing the women's Money in the Bank winner, and then we're gonna let you go. I would do it. Like he's
yeah. I mean, clearly, anyone in their right mind would do the same and. You know, it's cool that he got this opportunity. It's, you know, he had an awesome run with Ambrose and AJ, and then the stuff with Carmella was good. So, you know, he did what he was supposed to do at first, you know, being a jobber, like you said, to Braun and all of that. And he went out, you know, getting beat up by all the women and that sort of thing. So that, you know, that was a good way for him to go. And, you know, good for him that he got there. It's sad to see, you know, anyone get released, but, you know, it wasn't going to last forever. So now he can go on the indies and he can cash in for being James Ellsworth of WWE fame.
Now, let's just, not to be offensive, when we say cash in, do you think that, like, would you go to a show because Ellsworth is on it?
No, but how many shows are out there that will book James Ellsworth because he's from the WWE and he's a funny character? Like Colin Delaney still wrestles, you know?
Wait, what did you just say? Are you serious?
Yeah, man. That's what I said. Yeah, man.
Speaking of people who still wrestle, there's a possibility apparently that some NWA show in the future is going to be featuring the Barbarian and the Warlord teaming together.
Oh, sweet. Nice. Sounds about right.
2017, The Powers of Pain.
Honestly, didn't even know either of them was actually alive.
This is I just want to be very clear. The fans at home can't see this, but somehow your hood and the lighting in the room makes it look like you're just wearing a really flat, long-haired wig.
Yeah, I thought about that.
And it's kind of amazing, so I'm just not going to lie to you. Pretty excited. All right, definitely adds to the broadcast. All right, so Survivor Series. Let's look at this card. We'll kind of cover Raw and SmackDown along the way.
You want to talk about NXT first since it's happening on Saturday?
That would make a lot of sense, and that's why you're the best co-host out there. All right, so we have, I believe, Velveteen Dream is going to be facing Aleister Black.
Yes, sir.
So now, I have been a little bit, you know, as I've been very honest about before, with NXT, a lot of times I kind of binge it, so I'm planning on binging it Saturday before the show. I know that they've been interacting between the two, there's been lots of interaction between the two. Is this a clear-cut, just easy win for Aleister Black, or does Velveteen Dream have a chance?
That's tough because, Velveteen Dream is going to put up a fight. You know, this is going to be a good match. but Aleister Black has to, you know, come away with the win. This is very reminiscent of like Goldust Razor Ramon, you know, aside from the Goldust trying to kiss him and all that. You know, Velveteen Dream is trying to make Aleister Black say his name, and Aleister Black just won't pay him any attention. Velveteen Dream has been great, and he's going to be awesome on NXT and on WWE in the future. But, you know, same goes for Aleister Black, but we already know that. But, you know, I'm definitely really looking forward to this one. It's been one of my favorite storylines going on NXT, you know, for this takeover, and I've enjoyed the hell out of it.
You know, it kind of just makes me think for a second. Like, do you think that anybody on NXT is an NXT lifer? Or are there always going to be plans for...
Yes, Cash Asano.
You know, and is that, like, okay, obviously when we say that now, that's not a positive thing, right? But
it is, though, because, like, he's brought in, you know, to teach the younger guys, and that's exactly what he's doing. And, you know, we'll talk about it in a second, but that's what he's going to do on this takeover show when he faces Lars Sullivan.
Yeah, I'm just confused here. I mean, isn't there more worth in having him... I don't know. I just feel like he's such a successful... He could be, you know, so successful in terms of being a top-tier guy down there that... I mean, he is, but you think he's set up to lose against right. Lars Sullivan?
Yeah, 1,000%. He's like a Jericho. You know, he's there because he's amazing at professional wrestling, and he traveled around the world so much. He has this great blend of styles that, you know, he can teach the classes in NXT, and he can train these guys and make them better wrestlers. And, you know, that's what he's doing with Lars Sullivan, and that should be another fun match that helps make some younger guys.
Do you see a lot in Lars Sullivan? Because I'll be honest, I haven't seen tons of his work.
He's NXT's Braun Strowman right now. And, okay. You know, he looks awesome. And he's athletic. So he's really solid. And, you know, right now he's just this big monster and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, eventually we'll develop some more character. But, you know, sometimes that's all you need with these guys.
Is he yeah, bigger than Ono physically?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You know, Ono is almost just as big, so that'll make for a, you know, good match for him on Saturday. But you know, we'll just quickly we're both going Aleister Black in that first match. Or
sorry, yeah, I'm going to go Aleister Black. I mean, I hate to make a prediction when I haven't been watching the product as much, but from what I've heard and really just what I've seen from Black, I think it's not going to be a squash, but And I think that Velveteen Dream's going to get some stuff in, but at the end of the day, Aleister Black comes out the winner.
Yeah.
Same. And then for Ono Sullivan, you're going Sullivan. I mean, I hate to piggyback off this, but I'm going to go Sullivan just because I'm not very familiar with.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's a young guy going up against someone who's been around the block and, you know, is doing everything he can to help the next generation of guys.
All right. Then we have the NXT Women's... There's a NXT Women's Championship match. It's four-way. You have Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane, Ember Moon, Nikki Cross, and Peyton Royce.
Is there... Billie Kay is... She doesn't really... get into these matches or very often?
I think she was in a qualifier. She just lost.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, this comes down to Ember and Nikki Cross. You know, I really think it should be Nikki Cross who gets the win here. But, you know, if Ember Moon couldn't beat Asuka and then she wins the title, it's kind of like, eh. But, you know, Nikki Cross hasn't been in the picture other than, you know, the couple of matches that they had, which were awesome. But I don't know. Do they go with Sane? Do they go with Peyton Royce? Like, anyone can really win this, but I think the two big stars are the way to go here.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Peyton Royce. I just feel that in this type of match, right, it's easy for the heel to walk away the champion, and then you have the chase, which I think would be would make either whoever they decide to push towards the title. Part of me thinks that it might be Sane, but that might just be because I like her elbow drop.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Nikki Cross, and just, you know, she deserves the belt.
She's been great. Yeah,
would be awesome with the belt, and you know, I would just love to see that.
No, I completely agree. She's been great. She really has. If she wins it, I would not be upset. But I don't know. I just think I'd like to see the obnoxiousness of Peyton Royce with a title. It just reminds me very
much. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Much of Lay Cool in some ways, that pairing with Billy Kay. And I'm going to go with... actually on the website, WWE officially doesn't have it in the order that I want to talk about it, but NXT champion Drew McIntyre versus Cien Almas. So, like I said, I haven't been watching a lot, but I will tell you that the little I watch, Cien Almas pisses me off, which means I think they're doing a good job with him. Like, I don't dislike him because he doesn't, you know, work well or anything crazy like that. I dislike him because he's doing a good job of getting that character over, probably because he's, you know, there have been some issues with my boy Johnny, and I don't like the fact that Zelina's, you know, distracting Johnny Gargano by wearing a DIY shirt and things like that. But I'm actually a little surprised that Gargano's not on the card. Don't you think that's a little weird?
Well, no, he's fighting Pete Dunne for the UK Championship for the next episode of NXT, so...
Okay.
Whatever, doesn't matter. He'll be on the live show, you know, in front of the crowd. And
okay.
Whatever, that'll be the main event of the next week. But, yeah, I agree with you on Almas. You know, ever since Vega has come into picture, he's taken on more of that Tranquilo character, and he's doing well with that. And, you know, like you said, their act is something that really annoys you, and, you know, it's not because he's not good. It's because that's what their job is, and they're great at it. So I'm enjoying that. And, you know, at another time, I would say he had a great shot at winning this, but Drew just won it. He's not going anywhere right now as the champion, so he's going to get that win.
Yeah, no, I think he stays on top. I don't see him losing to Almas and know, not looking as strong. But I think Almas is a really good show.
It should be a fantastic match, though.
Yeah, no. I 100% think that this is going to be a really good showing from Almas. He's really been great down there. I mean, do you think that he stays down there for much longer?
It's tough because there's so much talent on the main roster. But, you know, him and Vega are an act that's ready for Raw or SmackDown. But, you know, it remains to be seen what happens after this.
Speaking of Raw or SmackDown, have you... I can't remember the last time I saw Mike Bennett.
No, I think Maria is pregnant. I saw something about that the other day. I also think Mike Bennett was in the SmackDown vignette that opened the show where Shane was hyping up the whole roster. But, yeah.
Okay.
I guess her being pregnant, you know, kind of put a kibosh on that whole character that they were going for. So,
but I mean,
which may not be a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, the power of love.
He can't come out and be Mike Kanellis with the power of love, and not have Maria.
Well, I mean, can't she work pregnant for a little bit? Like, you know, power of love. Look, the power of love is so powerful. We're gonna have a baby.
No.
Like, no. Inappropriate?
The same reason that Maurice disappeared immediately.
Lita was pregnant.
Yeah.
I feel like you're telling me that anyway. Wasn't real. All right. Moving along. Then we have what really everyone is I mean, I think everyone should be tuning in for Sanity versus the Undisputed Era versus the Authors of Pain and Roderick Strong. I haven't been watching as much, but this is... I'm so excited for War Games. The only thing that I think I'd be more excited for is the Battle Bowl. Was that the WCW, right? Where they had the random tag teams qualifying for that Battle Royal. I mean...
Yeah, or the Lethal Lottery, the one.
Yeah, yeah, like, whatever. Like, three rings and 60 guys. And by the way, the 60...
That's World War III.
Oh. Yo, the guys...
And that was just madness.
The guys that, you know, they bring... Because even old, like, WWE Royal Rumbles, one of the greatest things was, like, the random dudes that would just come out of nowhere. Like, Carlos Colon would always show up out of nowhere. So, I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward. That kind of stuff is amazing. But War Games is definitely up there. I just don't know. So, first of all, I've heard that it's not going to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true?
Yeah, Triple H said it on the conference call today that there was going to be no... his reasoning was, you know, maybe not in this one, but down the line when they use War Games, there may be someone who needs to hit a moonsault off the top of the cage. And, you know, Arn Anderson wasn't doing that. So it was a different style for that match. But nowadays with the guys that are on the roster... An open cage makes more sense. And I don't disagree with that. You know, like seeing some sick dives in the War Games would, you know, be pretty awesome, I think.
Yeah, I suppose so. Just part of me also feels that the whole point of War Games was you're trapped in there, you know?
Right, that you're trapped for, you can't go anywhere, but whatever.
Because couldn't you then argue that you could have a heel move where... You know, they kind of, like, leave the cage and let the other guys fight it out for a while?
Yeah, I mean, this is wrestling. Like, you know that, right? This is not a real thing. So, like, I'm sure they'll just stay inside the cage. Or you could have the heels, you know, fake try to escape and get pulled down or something like that.
Sorry. As a self-professed, you know, well, when I was a younger man... real life heel, just because I knew I couldn't win like clean. I had to be a heel because I just naturally couldn't win. So, you know, my first thought is if I'm in a cage where the point is that we're going to beat the crap out of each other and there are two other teams, I'm logically going to get the fuck out of Dodge. I'm going to park my ass somewhere else. You know, I'm that dude in the Royal Rumble who goes under the bottom rope and just goes under the fucking ring. Why wouldn't you do that? Smartest move ever.
That makes sense.
Look. All right. Anywho. So, who do you think goes... I mean, okay. My choice here, and this is only because I really like them, it's the Undisputed Era.
I mean, I don't think it's only because you really like them. I think it's the best choice, you know, with a team that just debuted and has been, you know, had a good showing so far on NXT. I don't think this is any time for them to look weak or lose. On that note, and the first note that we touched on about Cage, I'm going to say that this could very well be a spot where we see the debut of maybe someone like Donovan Dijak. Joining the Undisputed Era by climbing in the cage and, you know, helping them dominate towards the end of this match.
Don't do things like that. Because if Dijak comes out...
Yeah, I've been holding on to that one for like a week or so.
You bastard.
Like, I was thinking about it, and then Triple H announced today that there was no roof, and I was like, well, that just kind of helps my theory, you know, that much more. So... I don't know. Would that be something that, like, hurts the War Games? Right? Like, that's part of the War Games. There's always some type of shenanigans with the heel manager or something like that. Someone turns. So unless they're going to do like a Roddy turn, which I don't agree with or think so, then, you know, something like Dijak or something like that showing up would be pretty awesome.
So I'm not going to lie to you. I actually think that Roddy turns. Like, that's what I thought before you just brought up Dijak. Dijak is a really good argument and would be great.
Yeah, but, like, they've been having the feud with Roddy, and, like, why his whole thing is the babyface with his family, and I don't know. I don't think that would be good for Roddy's character to join up with them.
All right. I mean, I see what you're saying there. He's definitely a super babyface there. I could easily see him providing for his family, and then like maybe even talk about how these guys are his family because they're brothers, because they, you know, they were together, and him and Cole go back.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. It very well could be an option, but I don't know. I would just keep Roddy as the baby face.
All right. Fair enough. So we both say Undisputed Era. The only difference will be which former Ring of Honor star plays the deciding role, I guess, right, in that match.
Yeah.
All right, so moving right along to Survivor Series. And I got to say,
Survivor Series,
I am pretty effing hyped. Like, I think the only thing that would make it, that could raise my hype level at this point, is if somehow, like, if all the matches were the five-man tags.
No, I don't think so. Like, I'm really with you. I'm definitely looking forward to this show, and I think they've done a hell of a job of putting this card together. Say what you will about the changes and whatever else. With what they had, you know, they didn't plan for guys to be sick or be out and that sort of thing. So, you know, that part of it is what it is. But I just think with the matches that they settled on, they didn't make a bad decision. So we'll discuss them as we go, but I'm definitely looking forward to the show overall.
So we've got first match up on the card, kickoff match, WWE Cruiserweight Champion Enzo Amore versus Kalisto. Now,
yeah, joy.
I used to think that the kickoff would, you know, okay, so there are times where I think in the past we would talk about how, you know, you open a show and you open a show with a big pop, right? So normally you would have a face go over. Then I think there were shows like SummerSlam where it was like four matches in a row, the heels started in one. So I feel like a lot of that's out the window. And I used
right, and the kickoff is, you know, it counts as part of the show because yeah, it's whatever, but it's not really the opening match.
And I used to think that on the kickoff, it's always the face going over, but I don't think so here.
No, definitely not true.
Like, what's the point of Kalisto winning the title? There's none.
Nah, there is none. So, I don't really see any reason why he gets the win. You know, Enzo just got it back, and, you know, they might as well just let him roll with it for as long as they're going to go.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
there's, you know, there's rumors of a Tommy coming up to 205 Live. So he could definitely be a big player on that team. On that show, supposedly they're going to sign Rockstar Spud once all his visa stuff is done. So he's another great character that they can add to that show and definitely make use of.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, for my money, I'm really enjoying Gulak's work. I just think that he's kind of hilarious. He's obviously paired up with Enzo now, but I think that maybe he gets involved somehow and helps Enzo win the match.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, moving right along. So on the show proper, I suppose, the way it's listed here, we have The Miz, the Intercontinental Champion, versus Baron Corbin, the United States Champion. I don't want to... Just looking at this card, this is the match that I'm actually the least interested in. Even the Cruiserweight Championship included. I just don't like this. I don't like... Look, heel versus heel works when they have I mean, this is just, bragging rights, right? I mean, I don't feel like this really means much.
This was Miz and Corbin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, Miz and Corbin is a weird matchup, you know, of all the things that they adjusted, I guess they couldn't, you know, switch everything, but this one is a little strange, but hey, it is what it is, I guess, and, you know, Corbin has been fine of late, the Miz has been great, his promos and stuff that he's been cutting have just been phenomenal, and, you know, he'll do a great job of working hard to get Corbin over as much as he can.
Oh no, I think he'll be fantastic in this match. I'm just, you know, I'm still not sure about. I'm not sold on Corbin. You know, and I guess I need to see more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to. Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I'm not super interested to see Corbin against Miz in particular. It's just, I like Miz as champion, but if you're going to do this, I'd rather some sort of white meat babyface facing off against Corbin. I think it would get me more into it. So then we have the women's traditional Survivor Series match. And, I mean, all these changes. But we have Bayley with Team Captain Alicia Fox, who's been fantastic lately. Nia Jax, Sasha Banks, against SmackDown Team Captain Becky Lynch, Naomi, Carmella, Tamina, and a superstar to be named later. I mean, what are our possibilities here? Because I have a strong feeling it's Paige.
Right. I mean, if it's not Paige, then I don't know. Unless, you know, Natalya bullies her way back in there. But if it was going to be Natalya, I feel like they would just have announced that, you know, right off the bat. Oh, the winner is the champion, the loser is in the Survivor Series match or something like that. I don't know. It'll be interesting if it's Paige. But I guess we'll see. You know, this is strange because, like, let's say I feel, you know, either show wins the men's match, then the other show probably wins the women. You know, so I don't know. Like, I guess I'm going to go with Raw. I really don't know.
Yeah, it's weird because I don't want to. I think in years past or in other times, I would sit there and look at the card and kind of decide based on, you know, heel, face, or in this case, Raw or SmackDown, who's going to win. I'm just not going to do that. I just want to look at it match by match, and it's probably going to screw me over, and you're going to take the lead somehow in our, you know. Or back and forth whenever we do these previews, but I'm gonna go with Raw because I think that I can see Asuka being one of the finals. I can see her being like a sole survivor.
Right, Asuka is not losing. Asuka is winning the Survivor Series, so yeah. there's really no, you know, everyone else on Raw can lose. It doesn't matter. Asuka will be the survivor at the end.
Fair. All right, then we have the Raw Women's Champion Alexa Bliss versus the newly crowned SmackDown's Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, who won it in Charlotte. I think that the only thing that bothered me was about her win, and this is just really weird, like I guess outside the ring stuff. But I had seen someone post, I believe, a picture of Enzo and Ric Flair. Now, this could have been from Raw, but I'm almost positive it was from SmackDown.
Yep.
And seeing that, so I was like, oh, Rick's there, right? And it didn't spoil who was going to win for me. Somehow, I don't know why it didn't spoil it for me, but I guess because I really felt that Charlotte was going to walk out the champion. So I guess there was no spoiler there because I felt like she was going to win. And then we kind of spoke through text message about the weird, you know, she didn't know that he was there. And I'm just like, did Enzo post the picture online or was it somebody else?
I believe Enzo did.
So it's almost, I wonder if he got some heat. Because if I don't know that he's there, all right, then her, what happened at the end with her being so surprised that he was, you know, it feels a little more real.
It's funny because you tried to defend this and right after. But
I did, but because I was confused about what you were... I guess I didn't, like, I was trying to say, like, it was a work and, like, she probably knew, but what I didn't get to, like, process before that was that we knew he was backstage. You know, like, there's a difference between her acting like she doesn't know and she knows, but we as the WB universe, because of social media and the same thing that they always tout about how popular they are on social media and how many people are following these guys and these guys. Well, if that's the case, then Enzo tweeting out or whatever, putting out on Instagram that pic of him and Ric Flair, then spoils that Flair's there and then makes her performance, even if we knew that if she won, he was going to be there, you know, because it's fucking Ric Flair and that's the kind of shit he would do. Like, it still is like, oh, that's cool though, you know, because they could play it off really well. It just felt like because I actually watched it again, it felt like, oh God, I'm not buying this because I know, and it's not just because I'm like good at figuring stuff out. I know Ric Flair's there.
I don't know, you know, when I saw the picture. One, they were in North Carolina, so whatever, of course he's going to be there. Two, it could have been from Raw. I didn't think twice about it. It didn't matter. I believe last week on the show I said that I thought Charlotte was going to actually win the belt on SmackDown. So either way, going into it, I thought she was going to win. They had a great match. She got the win. It was a great moment. But then, yeah, it was just a very strange speech saying, you know, I know my dad's at home watching. I know he's going to tweet me. And then, you know, he just walks out on stage. So, like, you don't know that your dad is backstage? Like, he just showed up during your match and came out to surprise you? I don't, like, why even let her get through that full promo? You know, I don't get it. Whoever wrote that was just really dumb. If it was written before they knew Rick was going to be there, then that's fine. But then they should have changed it once they saw he was there, or just not have him come out on camera. So the logic behind all of that just baffles me, and we'll stop spending so much time trying to figure out the nonsense.
The one thing I think
Charlotte versus Alexa.
The one thing that I was arguing with you, I think, was just that, you know, because of his health, they kind of had to do it that way, I guess? Right, because if he was healthy...
It's a live show. It was on Tuesday. Like, you know he's healthy enough. And once you know he's there, then change it. Or don't have him come out on the stage. It works either way. Don't say he's at home watching me. He's going to tweet me when he's going to come out on the stage.
True. I mean, I guess it's also the backstage area has to be, I guess, in the kayfabe world, right? Because if you think about it logically, these people are...
Let's stop trying to think about it logically because there is no logic.
No, I just mean wrestling. Like,
Ric Flair would have texted Charlotte and said, hey, I'll see you later. There's no... Like, Charlotte versus Alexa Bliss, better match than Alexa and Natty. Definitely looking forward to it way more. This is the match of the two best women in the past year, 2 years of WWE TV. So this is the match it should have been all along. This is fine. I can't wait to watch it. As for who wins, I'm going to say Alexa, I guess. But I don't know. It could definitely go either way.
Just to remind you that the listeners out there, that Charlotte was like, I think one of my either my first or second draft pick when the draft was happening. So I've just
conveniently so after Rosenberg picked her first. But anyway,
wow. So you're saying that what I do is I watch other people's drafts and then use that to make my own drafts?
Sounds about right.
It's definitely what I do for fantasy football.
If only you did that in fantasy football.
Well, I do.
Might win some games.
I do, but I do it. Unfortunately, the draft with you is always fucking first. Like, it's always first. Like, after I draft with you and I look at it and I look at the teams, I go, fuck. Damn it. This is what I should have done. Every year. I think we need to join some like other lowbrow one that always drafts before ours, and then like I'll be far more comfortable or whatever. I don't know. Or I could just
so join. Charlotte, Alexa, who you got?
Charlotte, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, I know you don't want to think about it this way, but if Asuka is the winner, then you know. Charlotte winning the champion versus champion match would make sense for, you know, to keep it even. But then I could also see Alexa getting the win and Asuka being the one to challenge her because, you know, she was dominant. So either way, I think we're headed for Asuka, Alexa. And I don't really know where we're going on SmackDown. Maybe Carmella cashes in on Sunday. Who the hell knows?
This isn't, by the way, in any way, shape, or form, a purely unbiased pick. I want Charlotte to win. I'm not going to overthink it. Like, that's who I want to win. So I'm just going with her. And I think I'm going to do the same thing in the next match. Shield versus New Day. This has been pretty cool, man. I'm pretty excited about this. I feel like New Day somehow made me more excited about the Shield.
First off, did you see how awkward it was on SmackDown when Braun Strowman got in the ring and was like waiting to power slam Shane, and then instead the Shield hit the second pop up power bomb or a triple power bomb, whatever. That was just awesome. But it's kind of cool because who are the best two factions or groups in the past 5 years? It's the Shield and the New Day. So that's kind of cool that we're going to get to see this. And yeah, it's, you know, we're two top factions, whatever, in a while, and it's SmackDown versus Raw. So, you know, that was a great move on their part. I'm glad everyone was back and good to go. But, you know, this is another tough one because I'm just going to say the Shield wins because it's Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns. But it could go either way. It's a tag team match, you know, so you could tease some dissension. You can tease anything you want to let the New Day pick up the win. But, you know, either way, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with the Shield here just because it's the first time they're actually back together here, and it would be...
Right, that too, I forgot.
You know, if this were the second time, I could say that maybe they lose. But, like, you know, they have to have some success before there can be dissension, right? Because
I guess
I don't think it's gonna blow up right away. So I think there's time.
I don't either. But I also, like, you know, where do they go? Do they just build this to Mania and like have a triple threat or something?
I think so.
You know, I could definitely see something like that. Maybe it comes down to the three Shield and someone else in the Rumble, you know, and they got to fight it out. I don't know. Either way.
Oh, man. That'd be a crazy moment. I could just see the crowd going nuts for that.
I'll call it, what is today, November 17th, 16th? I'll say that in January, it'll come down to the Shield and Nakamura as the final four.
That's bonkers. All right, so we both go Shield. Then we have the Bar versus the Usos. This is the match that I look at. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is the match that I look at. And what I think is, if I had been paying attention to my SmackDown versus Raw picks, this match would almost be decided by that. I don't...
I guess.
I don't know if I see a clear cut. I mean, I guess the Usos, just because I'm not sure if the Bar needs the win. And I feel like the Usos, like that, I don't know, they're just such a strong team, but I don't know, I'm a little kind of undecided on this one. I'm just going to call Usos because they're on the right side of the screen right now, and my name begins with an R, and so does right.
Wow. And your last name begins with an L, and so does left.
Son
anyway.
Of a bitch. That's great. Yo, that's... I never thought about that.
Mind blown.
I mean,
stuff here
in our bathroom, gents, but not going to lie, in our bathroom, Statwife and I...
It's an R now.
It doesn't say it, but...
Oh my God.
Okay. Because
right, left, center.
Yes.
We have all three.
Yes. It was crazy because before Charlie, it was just right and left, right? So it was the easiest way because growing up, I always had some weird towel that I insisted on using, right? So, and I also didn't have somebody else to share a towel with. So I wasn't used to the same towels. So I walk in. When she takes out the towels and they're the same, I'm like, how do you know which one is which? So then I was like, oh, we need a system. Wait, Rich Lauren, right, left. There, we got it. So we had that, and then Charlie was born, and we're like, oh my goodness, he's center. And it's just, it's been, I mean, obviously, if we have another one, I don't know what to do. Like, off center? I don't know. Like, we have to have the name next game with an O.
Yeah.
And as we know, I have been promised that if that were to happen, it would be Logan. So, anyway, back to the match.
Anywho.
What people right. really tune in for.
You know, this is something that just shows why WWE sucks and just how bad they can be. The Usos, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but I never heard this until the Uso promo on SmackDown. Last year at Survivor Series, there was the whole 10-man tag, 10-team tag, 5 teams from Raw versus 5 teams from SmackDown. And it came down to Sheamus and Cesaro representing Raw versus the Usos representing SmackDown. And that's freaking awesome that a year later, now they're the tag team champions on those shows, and they're going to face off again. That's amazing continuity and great storytelling that, you know, maybe that's why they took the belts off the Shield. Maybe it was just to put them against the New Day. I don't know. But... Either way, they stumbled backwards into something, and you know, that little tidbit made me care about this tag team match 1,000 times more. You know, I love both these teams, but it was something that, okay, who cares? Tag champs versus tag champs, great, nothing happens. But because they have some history, and because it was, you know, the deciding factor of the last Survivor Series, you know, that amps it up a little bit for me. There'll be some added intensity, and just because I like the Usos, you know, I'm going to say the Usos as well.
All right. Your reason sounds a lot more sound than mine. But either way, we came to the same conclusion. And now, this is insane. I mean, I don't even know if I can track all the changes. But the main event, presumably... Well, actually... So, this is weird.
No, not the main event. No, it's not.
What,
AJ Styles, Brock Lesnar is the main event. Done deal. Not even a question about it.
Okay. All right. Well, in the semi-main, you're going to have Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Team Raw is captained by Kurt Angle. You have Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and just this past week, Jordan was injured but at the hands of Bray Wyatt. So now he was a weak link on the team, and Triple H came out and inserted himself into the match. And they're facing off against Captain Shane O'Mac, Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, and the Twitter announced to the team, John Cena. I don't know, man. I mean, so there are so many layers here. You know, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that, like, Owens and Zayn, I think, will play some kind of role, I feel. I mean, they have this issue with Shane. They're not on the team. I could see them... even building off of the legit punishment they had from being sent home from the tour, maybe it was kayfabe, and maybe that's going to be exploited here so that they, you know, they make their presence known. But at the same time, now you have Triple H, pedigreed Jason Jordan. Angle can't be happy with Triple H. You know, and I guess what it comes
to... Stay back for Angle kissing Stephanie.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
I mean, you have so much... So, I guess the question is, are we leading to a Mania Shane or Triple H, or are we leading to a Mania Shane Kurt Angle? I mean, that's
Shane Kurt Angle.
Triple H Kurt Angle, sorry.
Yeah, I think that's perhaps the Mania that we're leading to, or yeah, I don't even know if that'll be Mania, but if that happens, it'll probably be at WrestleMania. So I could definitely see some sort of something like that down the line. Your thought last week on Jordan turning on Raw and joining SmackDown was like a little bit furthered for me almost this week when, you know, he was hurt and he was begging Kurt and Kurt was fighting for him. And it just, you know, was really like, okay, like he wants him on the team too much,
man.
You know? So now that he's hurt, I don't know, maybe he runs out to try to help Raw and ends up costing them or turning on them, either way. But, you know, so I could definitely see something like that. I don't think he'll just be left out in the cold of this main event, even though if he was, I probably wouldn't notice or care. But this will be interesting. On one side, you have Shinsuke and Bobby Roode. On the other, you have Joe, Braun, and Balor. To go with,
crazy,
you know, the legends that are accompanying them. So that's a cool mix there. I like Triple H getting at it. It adds an extra level to the match. And there's still enough young guys in there. There's still enough young guys featured elsewhere throughout this card. So I'm fine with that. Orton is Survivor Series. You know, that's been his dominant pay-per-view his whole career. Cena, that's fine that he's added to SmackDown. Stephanie even turned it into part of the storyline, right? Like, he was last on Raw, now he's on SmackDown. What the hell? That's your fault. So I like that, the way they went with that. And I'm looking forward to this. You know, we all love the Survivor Series tags, and, you know, this will be a lot of fun. Last year's was phenomenal.
Like, does Braun get pinned? Does he lose? Does he get, like, disqualified? Like, how do you get...
Kane, maybe?
Okay.
I could see something like that. I'm going to say that Shinsuke is a survivor here. I think with Raw laying out SmackDown this week, and I know that was the only time it could happen because of the schedules and that they weren't in the same cities, but I just feel like SmackDown gets the win here, and I think that's going to be Shinsuke and setting him up to feud with AJ. Possibly at WrestleMania.
Wow. What I love
about... Did you see that video this week?
Yeah.
If anyone hasn't, wherever they were, Italy, I believe.
Yeah.
Shinsuke versus Jinder versus AJ. AJ got the win, obviously. And then it was him and AJ in the ring. Him and Shinsuke in the ring. The crowd chanting WrestleMania. AJ said that would be too sweet. So... I mean, please, WWE, just make that happen.
So I guess it's weird. I'm having a problem calling who wins. I mean, I'm not even going to go with trying to pick a soul survivor. I don't even know if I could do it. I mean, at this point...
No, I don't know that there will be a soul survivor, but...
Like, okay. What I'm looking at right now is... It's like, what is the best WrestleMania match? Now... The other thing is that because Stephanie put this stipulation that if Kurt loses, he gets fired.
Correct. You know,
I see, okay, what if Jordan comes out to interfere and it kind of backfires and...
What if he just comes out to interfere and costs Kurt Angle his job?
But Kurt can't, yeah, Kurt, he costs Kurt his job, so now you have Kurt, you could have Kurt versus Jordan, all right? Father versus son, that great story. And then... You have, on the SmackDown side, you have Owens and Zayn get involved, but they actually shockingly help Shane win. So now Stephanie names Triple H to be the Raw GM. You have Triple H versus Shane as the GMs. And then, like, you can go back to SmackDown and have Zayn and Owens talk about how they helped Shane and Shane owes them. I mean, and then you could even have it come out that they're, that later down the road, maybe they're, you know, they were always Triple H's dudes and they did that to get, you know, to get Triple H in a position of power.
I think they're thinking ahead too much for them. But them coming out to help Shane, just either whatever the end result is, I'm not sure that would fit, you know, what's going on currently with how they've been just abandoning everything having to do with SmackDown and, you know, claiming not to care. So I think them not getting involved would speak louder, you know, to the fact that they don't care about any of this stuff and they don't want anything to do with it. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how that match unfolds with all those guys.
I guess I just think that, you know, Trips is a cerebral assassin, and in many ways, Owens is similar, right? So, you know, what would Shane expect the least, right? And it's them helping him because they're smart. I don't know. I'm overbooking the territory at this point.
Yeah.
But,
big time.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because there are so many freaking layers to this match.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that, like I've said this, you know, a number of times, but when I don't know there are too many possibilities. I mean, I had the unfortunate task of being grabbing this match for a preview over our Last Word on Pro Wrestling. You should go check it out. We have previews of every match for both the NXT show and Survivor Series. And I had to pick this one, and I had to change the end like 4 times, and I just didn't know. I don't know. And that's when I love professional wrestling the best, when I don't know. Like, when I don't know that my mom is going to share the Ring of Honor Final Battle Facebook post, event, whatever, page, to my page today, because, you know, like, hey, I think you might be interested in this. I was like, I love you, Mom. I already have tickets. But, like, it's just kind of crazy that my mom didn't really know, right? But you know, secretly, yeah, she probably reads some of my work, so didn't expect that either.
Sure.
But I think Survivor Series is going to be fantastic, and I'm looking forward to it. I wish we didn't have work the next day.
And, you know, we have the main event of AJ and Brock that we didn't discuss.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, whatever. Is that really a big deal? No. Do they really do much to change for that?
That should just be fantastic. It'll be a real cool story to watch, to see how they use AJ's speed and his agility and all that stuff that he has that Brock doesn't, to try to counter Brock. You know, there's a part of me that feels like this comes down to AJ hitting the phenomenal forearm and trying to go for a second or a third, you know, to make sure Brock stays down and Brock catches him in the F5, game over. But this is going to be a lot of fun. It would stun me, but like in a good way, if AJ got this win, you know, I think that would be kind of crazy. But, you know, same with Jinder or anyone else. You put up a fight, you hang with Brock for a while, you tease that you can get the win, you make the crowd believe, and you're a made man. And I don't think AJ has any problem getting the crowd behind him or to believe in him. So this should be a lot of fun from a crowd perspective.
Oh, I'm super excited here. I think that Brock don't want none. And I'm actually going to go with AJ. I know it seems kind of... I can actually say to you right now that I think I'm probably wrong. But I'm so much more excited about this match than Jinder, and because of that, I'm in it, and I want to see AJ stand tall.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, him winning the title and losing to Brock is unfortunate timing, if that's what happens. So you really never know, but it's Brock. But AJ is the man. So if there's anyone who could do it at this point, it would be AJ.
Well, looking forward to it. So that's our Survivor Series preview for the week. I don't think there's really anything else to cover. I mean, Ring of Honor had a good show. I would check it out if I were you guys, but we're running a little long. Heel wife over here is telling me that I got to get out of here. So thanks for joining us. I just want to remind you that you guys can check us out everywhere. Please rate, review, and subscribe over on iTunes. You can follow us. We're on SoundCloud as well. You can follow us on Twitter at RunningWildLWOS and on Facebook at RunningWildOnWrestling. You can send us emails with trivia, comments, feedback, at all, anything, to RunningWildPodcast@gmail.com. You can follow my pro wrestling coverage, specifically Ring of Honor, over at PWPonderings.com and RHWorld.com. And you can check out, like I said before, my previews of the 5-minute match and AJ versus Brock over at LastWordOnProWrestling.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Rich_Laconi, where I tweet random things about the Warlord and the Barbarian. Thank you guys for joining us this week. So to remind you that you've been listening to the podcast that is just too sweet.
For Rich N Runs, this is the host of Ring of Honor Wrestling, Ian Riccaboni, signing off. Be sure to join them next week for another episode of the Running Wild Podcast.